Bienvenidos, everybody, to the 50-50, a Spanglish podcast. This is your host, Jesse.
And this is Jessica.
In this episode, we're doing a Q&A.
Q&A.
You guys asked. We are here to answer some of these questions. Así que we're going to get to know each other a little bit better. Mm-hmm. All this and more.
Coming up.
Once again, everybody, bienvenidos to the 50-50, a Spanglish podcast donde hablamos a little bit like this, un poquito de esta forma. This is your host, Jesse.
And this is Jessica.
Casi se me olvida mi nombre ahí, like right there, right off the bat. I was like, this is my host. Who's your host? And again, if you are new to the 50-50, como dijimos, Spanglish podcast, the whole point is just to be casual. And we are most casual. Como somos Mexican-American, we speak like this, man. We're border town, first generation Mexican-American. You know, if that's who you are, then you're in the right place, man. Bienvenidos. Como dijimos, this episode itself, before we get into it, we want to kind of do a quick little announcement, because guess what? What's up, everybody? This, we have a little special thing to share with you guys. Jessica, take it away.
We actually have a sponsor.
A sponsor, yo. What's up with that? Tell us, who is our sponsor? ¿Quién es?
This episode of the 50-50 is brought to you by 50-50 Media LLC.
Now, that might sound familiar to some of you guys. 50-50 Media LLC is sponsoring the 50-50 Spanglish podcast. How's that? Well, the reason because of that is that we are indeed sponsoring ourselves and we're advertising ourselves. What's up? So let me tell you guys what we do. All right. Our company, this 50-50 Media LLC, is here to provide quality content creation services and solutions. Así que, you know, we'll give you more information about that later. Just know that 50-50 Media LLC is the one that's sponsoring this episode.
Back to the show.
So, como estamos diciendo, this episode is a Q&A. We like to do Q&As at least once a season.
Yeah, I think we're going to program it for our anniversary month. I think it's fitting.
Yeah, because cuando empezamos our first season, it was like in August, and we did our Q&A right around también October. And then when we did season two started in January, and I don't know when we did a Q&A in season two. Do you remember, más o menos?
No, I don't, but we did. I don't recall.
And then, like, season three, like, ya se va a acabar para diciembre, and we'll be starting season four. And, I mean, a lot of things have changed with the podcast. It went from, like, you know, we were trying to do it weekly. Mm-hmm. We really didn't know, like, how long it was going to go for till now. Like, okay, we have a flow. We're comfortable with the bi-weekly thing. It mm-hmm. kind of gives us time to, you know, promote it, produce it, all that stuff, and do the things que tenemos que hacer nosotros.
Yeah, and I also feel como que cada vez que es nuestro aniversario, we take time to kind of reflect on the year, and I just think it's nice to do Q&A for that.
Yeah, especially since we have, like, you know, people who have been listening to us for a while, maybe al principio, you know, no nos conocían tanto, nos animaron, and now they're asking the question. We have, you know, newer listeners who probably, you know, maybe missed a few of the Q&As, and they'll ask a question. So it's enjoyable, you know? I don't like to do it very often, but yo creo que the flow that we have right now, once at least once a season around this time, is good. So,
yes.
Yeah, and lo que decir, algo clave, our anniversary just passed. Happy anniversary, babe.
Happy anniversary.
8 years.
Number eight.
Yeah. Pretty great so far.
Yeah.
Grade eight?
Yeah.
Grade eight. It's dull.
October is.
So another, like, should I just pencil you in for another year of marriage so far?
I think so.
Okay, Sess, let me write you down real quick.
I think October was never, because we didn't plan to get married in October.
No.
I didn't like October for a long time. And then now it's just like, I love October. October 1st comes and I'm just like in a mood. I'm very happy.
It's the anniversary month.
I get all the feels and the weather changes. And so it's nice.
Yeah.
So I feel like a Q&A is good because it's just I'm in a good mood and
that's
very chill.
That's very true, because algo que también que pasa aquí, you know, most of you guys know, pero los que no saben, verdad, we live in a border town in like Yuma, Arizona. Dude, it's hot here, verdad? Mm-hmm. It's mad hot. In October, ya cuando comienzan a cambiar las cosas. So it is a very transitional month, mm-hmm. verdad? Mm-hmm. It is a very reflective month because things start changing, verdad?
Yes.
The weather starts changing. The pace starts changing. You know, usually we get snowbirds coming in. So even the vibe in the whole town starts changing. Mm-hmm. So
not that I like snowbirds.
Not all change is good change, but you know, change nonetheless. Eso sí sucede, ¿verdad? Yeah. Así que, yeah, that's true, you know. Así que
let's get into it.
Let's dive into this Q&A, man.
Gosh, your intros, man.
So what, man? We're just talking about the whole being chill party. No, diciendo que, like, you know,
but the thing is, like, son varias preguntas, and I already know you. You're gonna like elaborate
100%. This is gonna be a four-hour podcast. All right. If this podcast is not in for 4 hours in this episode, then we're doing it wrong.
Grab a coffee. Grab some tea.
Ándale, agarres una.
Grab your chelas.
Una café, ¿cómo se llama? Chocolate abuelita.
Yeah.
Con un ron.
Sure.
Y dale. All right, question number one. 1986.ww nos pregunta, when will you be interviewing your dogs on the podcast?
Well,
I think she's a dog lover.
I think so. They're in the premises. They're in the studio right now.
Yeah, they're right here chilling. ¿Verdad? Anything you got to say, Raja? That's a flat no.
That's a flat no.
Niobe, anything you got to say? Here's the thing about our dogs. They're like, cuando están adentro, when they're inside the house, they are the perfect animals.
Perfect.
Like, they're chill.
Hacen caso,
se portan bien, but we took them camping for our anniversary.
Mira, to be fair, nunca habían salido.
That's true.
Like, usually we take our trips by ourselves just because we want to do things like in a city or whatever, you know, pero due to COVID, you know, you just try to stay away from as many people as you can. So
yeah,
it was fitting that we would take the dog. So andaban como medio on edge, you know,
sí.
New environment, new things, new people, new dogs. So I don't blame them 100%.
Wait, just hold on.
Do it more often.
Hold on. We got to stop talking plural because Niobe was perfect. Ella se portó bien.
Raja is the one con la ansiedad.
Sí, dude. Ese guy ocupa CBD. Ocupa like the anxiety vest. You know what I mean? He needs therapy. Is there dog therapy?
Oh, for sure. There's training.
Shut up, CI. Like a consultant.
Like a TED talk?
Like, see, a TED like talk? A consultation where we drop off our dog, para que se exprese. You know what I mean? Like,
I think so.
No, I wouldn't be surprised. But yeah, inside, when it comes to the whole being inside dogs, they're chill.
If we would interview Raja, what would he say?
I think Raja would like lie about everything.
Like, he's like a chat.
Like, I think, like, if Raja were to speak, what's his role in the house? He'd be like, well, I'm the provider. I'm the protector. Yeah. I'm the one that makes this house function. Y no hace nada el perro. You know, like, he does none of it. I think he thinks he does all these things.
Yeah.
Like, siempre se olvida.
Él protege.
Se le olvida that he's not pack leader, ¿verdad?
Yeah.
Like, I have to consistently remind him.
He's male dominant. That's the thing.
Pero pues, o sea, ni al caso, dude. Like, you know?
Pero when it comes to real things, he's like, he punks out.
Dude, again, the one time que este perro was supposed to be in action, because we got this dog specifically.
Okay, Jesse, pero he was a puppy.
We got this dog.
No le puedes poner la responsabilidad.
Este perro lo agarramos con una razón primordialmente y era de que nos protegiera, literalmente, because cuando nos movimos a esta casa, había muchos robos.
Gosh,
y pues ya ves, you know.
This is what I mean about the podcast is going to take forever.
Here's Soma, like, you know, we're in Soma, y pues ya ves que Soma Gang, está bien hood nuestra
Mira,
calle.
Mira, we got married around the holidays, so había gente robando.
Ajá.
Se le metieron al vecino, le quitaron todos sus Christmas presents.
Sí.
Thankfully, you know, we don't do Christmas, so a nosotros
no teníamos nada que
nos
robar.
Nos miraron y dijeron, ay, pobrecitos.
But they still knocked on our door at 3 a.m.
Pero,
on two occasions.
We were getting random knocks at random times. Entonces,
we talked to the police and nos dijeron que, like, oh, that happens because they're scoping you out, ¿verdad? So dijimos, chale, dude. But I wanted to protect you, but I didn't want to pay $20 a month for, like, a alarm fee.
Uh-huh, sí. So we got a dog.
Sí,
pero Raja was born in February. We got him in May.
Uh-huh.
Y tú querías que acá anduviera bien fiera. Like, he was a puppy, dude. He just wanted to play.
So lo que pasó es que agarramos finalmente al perro este, verde ingrato, y nos tocan, como en febrero, nos tocan la puerta otra vez en la noche, como a la medianoche, dude. Mm-hmm. Y yo me levanté
didn't get him in February, Jesse.
When did we get him?
He was born in February. You don't get a puppy when they're born.
All right, give me the timeline.
Are you not paying attention to your co-podcaster person?
It's because I'm trying to say the story of what happened.
But you're not listening.
The timeline.
Can we get to the next question about the hardest part of marriage?
No, espera.
Let me tell you, Miss Forever Ever.
Espérate. Espérate.
We got him in mayo.
Ajá, en mayo.
So tenía 3 meses.
Y nos sacaron la puerta otra vez en mayo.
Yes.
Dude, right esos before. Rateros are in it for the long run, bro. If they were knocking since December and then they knocked again in May.
Me imagino que eran diferentes.
Maybe. But the point is that
porque
we got...
Around
we got,
that time, estaban construyendo la casa enseguida. Y a mí me cae que eran los construction
We workers. Had a feeling that it was the construction workers. Mm-hmm. Not to discriminate against the construction workers que son mexicanos because like, nosotros también somos mexicanos.
When Jesse was home, when I was home, when he went home. ¿No? Yeah.
So nos tocan la puerta y yo me levanto como que like ready to go, ready for action because yo tengo mi perro a un lado y like it's about to go down.
So yeah, tenía 3 meses, Jesse.
El perro.
3 meses.
Y me levanté y así como que like Raja was sleeping in our room because we had a little bed for him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, let's go, Raja. Y voy y abro la puerta. Ah, no, estaba afuera el Raja. Estaba afuera. He was in the backyard. So me levanto yo acá de volada. Y acá bien ninja, como que like what's going down.
Pero fuiste por tu perro primero.
Y voy y abro la puerta de atrás para que el perro se meta, para que me proteja el perro. Mm-hmm. In case there's a guy outside ready to jump, el perro can jump on him, ¿verdad?
Oh, that was your plan?
That was the plan. So voy y abro la puerta al Raja, se mete el Raja a la cocina. I go to the front door to go confront el maleante, ¿verdad?
¿No te fijaste por la ventana quién era first?
Nail, dude. Yo así como que like guns.
Are you serious, Jesse?
Guns blazing and chones. Like, abro la puerta, like, what's up? You know? Because I have a feeling que, like, si alguien te va a catear, la va a pensar.
¿Pero ¿Para qué le vas a abrir la puerta primeramente?
Pues para ver qué onda, you know, para ver qué onda.
Yo pensé que nomás metiste al perro para que, you know, in case they come in. But Nail, you know, dude. You open the door.
I opened the front door así y dije, ¿qué
mientras
pues?
Yo todavía estoy dormida, así como que, who cares?
Ajá. Y cuando me abro la puerta de enfrente, there's nobody there. And I start looking around, like, oh, there's no one here.
Yo quiero una cámara acá over here. I feel like people come and hide over here.
And then I look behind me. Like, okay, Raja's got my back and Raja's missing. No está el perro. And I'm like, oh, se me fue. Like, what happened? And I was calling him like outside of the night, like menso, parecía la llorona, pero yeah, like preguntando por el Raja, you know, y no lo encuentro. And I go like, I went inside to the house to go and tell you that I can't find the dog, only to find him tirado en su camita, uh-huh, right next to the bed the whole time.
Sí, se fue a acostar.
I was so mad.
Pues para arriba y todo. He's like, good night, dad. You're on your own, man.
Yo le abrí la puerta a este malhechor, having the full confidence de que Raja had my back, only for que el Raja, lo más para que el Raja se vaya derecho a dormir. Uh-huh. So, worst dog ever. Nayobi, on the other hand, would just be like, you guys, this is the most loving family. I love you guys. I love mm-hmm. everything. But I, at the same time, I also feel she's depressed.
I don't know, man.
She lacks
enthusiasm.
She lacks enthusiasm. She's the laziest dog. She's the chillest dog.
Y está más joven que el Raja. So I'm like, where's your energy, girl? Like, she's are you just, okay? Do you need antidepressant?
I think she's just like an old soul.
She's sadness.
I don't know if she's... I don't think she looks sad, no, but no she's
creo,
not.
No creo, Miss 1986.ww, que Nayobi would be very fun to interview.
No.
Siento como que she's like a straight up blue. So she's just like agrees with you, wants puppies and rainbows all the time.
Puppies and rainbows and belly rubs. That's
Raja
what she
would
wants.
Be fun to interview, I feel. Raja would be like...
Because he'd be a liar, dude. He'd be lying the whole time.
Exageraría todo.
Exactly.
Nothing's ever his fault.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Next question.
Next question. That's a good one. let's see. Nasty Uncle Hippie.
Wow.
That's a funny name. Pregunta. ¿Alguien los ha reconocido en la calle por el podcast? The funny thing about our podcast is that we don't like post a video. Like the whole initial purpose was to like never post our face. It was all supposed to be our voices because that's how radio is, ¿verdad? Mm-hmm. Kind of like every radio show
okay,
I've ever
but
listened to.
You know what
to.
Bob and Sherry looks like.
I've never even looked him up until you looked him up.
Oh.
You know, like Kid Craddock in the morning. I never looked him up until you looked him up.
It crushed your soul a little.
Yeah, como que like, ah, están feos. So por eso
no
nunca...
están feos?
So por eso nunca quise explicar. Like,
hey,
yo
Bob
poner mi cara.
Is a snack. Sherry is really pretty.
I never wanted to put a face on it, pero, you know. But we did with, you know, with Instagram and, uh-huh, you know, we share who we are because we want it to be more personable and relatable. Uh-huh. So having said all that, yeah. Nos han reconocido.
Yes, we have. Well, not me, Jesse.
You know, it's been cool.
It doesn't happen often.
It's not. No es como que like we're, you know, rolling into like la taquería.
La
like,
primera
hey.
Vez que nos pasó, estábamos en la refresquería.
En la refresquería.
Estábamos en la Paloma, you guys. Ni al caso.
Yeah.
Ni al caso. And who did somebody buying raspados too recognize you, or was it the person atendiéndote? I don't remember.
It was the person buying raspados that was like, "Hey, you're that guy in the podcast," and I was like,
"So weird."
But then again, you know, people from this town listen to it, so it makes sense, like, you know.
But no es nuestro pariente, no es nuestro amigo.
So, it's happened in different congregations that we've gone to visit, you know, different friends. I was like, hey, you know,
other just Jehovah's Witnesses.
But that's because they know us, like, already, you know.
See, but this guy at the Paloma,
that one was just deal? I don't know.
You never asked him?
Why would I ask him? Like, hey, well, like, are you following me, weirdo? Like, no, obviously they're following the podcast.
Pero cómo nos encontró, huh? Like, origin story.
No, fíjate que no le pregunté.
He just said you're the guy from the podcast, yeah?
I didn't want to, like, linger too much because I know you don't like when I linger. So,
okay.
You know, dije, no, as much as I would like to, like, pick this guy's brain.
I think I have a picture of that day, though, because I heard it through the window, like.
Yeah, and you were rolling your eyes, weren't you?
A little bit.
You see what I mean?
Es que no quiere que se te sube, Jesse.
No sé qué se me va a subir, dude. All right? We have under 100,000 listens a month. Like, el día que se me vaya arriba de ese número, then se me va a subir un poquito.
I keep you humble, that's the thing.
That's what it is, you know? At first, it felt weird when other people would bring it up.
Mm-hmm. I hate when people bring it up at work.
Yeah?
Yeah. Why? It's just awkward.
Like
I don't want to talk about it, but it's out there. So, like, why wouldn't I want to talk about it?
It's weird to not want to talk about yourself. Like, yes, tú eres así.
Yeah, I am, you know?
I like it when people at work or, you know, other, you know, people like, you know, that I run into say like, hey, I like this one episode. I related to this. Like when they say things like that, I think it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't mind it, you know? Yeah. Thank you for that. Very nice. Siguiente pregunta. Nos preguntan aquí. Amid 2020 being the worst year ever. Really? You really think it is?
Well, I mean,
I think
worldwide.
I think like 1917 or 1918 would want to talk to you, you know? Where you had World War I and the Spanish flu. So anyways, what's the best thing that's happened to you this year?
I guess the worst year that we've experienced.
Okay, see, sure. It's like, well, you know,
no estábamos vivos
the Black Plague would like to talk to you, you know? Like, all right. Amid 2020 being the worst year ever, what's the best thing that's happened to you this year? This one, actually, let's unpack this one a little bit. The best thing that's happened to us, honestly, is
TikTok.
Definitely the memes on TikTok. You know what? Side note, honorable mention to Animal Crossing. I really think it held down your mental health this whole pandemic started.
Yeah, but that's a silly answer.
The real answer is that, you know, as you guys, some of you know, saben que Jessica and I are really active with our service, you know, our volunteering that we do for our faith. We got
the opportunity.
Yeah, we got the opportunity to train as disaster relief case monitors. And long story short, we now have the ability to, you know, or the opportunity to help other friends who are going through any type of disaster, whether it's a hurricane, a fire, you know, any other type of incident. Mm-hmm. In this particular case right now, we are working with the friends who have been affected by Hurricane Sally. And we get to meet with them virtually, of course, due to COVID.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, ese es como que el slogan del año, ¿no?
Yeah.
Due to COVID. So due to COVID, todo es virtual, but we get to reach out to them, you know, make contact. We get to kind
of travel.
Yeah.
Kind of travel through Zoom where we meet
people. If it wasn't for COVID, we'd be in Florida right now.
Yeah.
You know, helping them out. So, I mean, just the hecho de que we can just provide ourselves to be more helpful.
Yeah.
It means a lot to us.
And helpful in a time of need.
I think especially.
It's very important. And it's been the best thing that's happened porque creo que it revived purpose and feeling like you're making a difference in someone's day.
Sí.
And so I strongly believe that there's more happiness in giving than receiving. And so that's been the highlight of our year.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I mean, tú y yo lo hemos dicho antes that, but you and I are better versions of ourselves
mm-hmm.
when we do service to others.
Yeah.
Even our jobs are service to others.
For
Así
sure.
que,
yeah.
You know, it's algo que nos trae gran propósito y felicidad. Yeah. And we mm-hmm. want to keep doing more of that. So yeah.
Because all of this disaster relief is volunteer work. So
yeah,
we
exactly.
don't get paid for it. But our daily jobs is also giving a lot. So.
You know,
it
so
makes us happy.
It does. And it's definitely been such an amazing highlight, such a blessing. And we're really happy and we hope to kind of keep going on that, really.
Yep. Next question.
A ver, siguiente pregunta es, ¿dónde está? Here it is by DQ Diana. DQ Diana, that's funny. dice, If you could move to live somewhere else, where would it be? Now, I always have like multiple questions when I see questions like that.
You're such a green. Es que, just answer the dang question.
Es porque es que no, okay, no entiende la gente.
Fácil.
No.
Fácil.
A ver, fácil. A ver, ponme la fácil.
New Zealand.
What? Why?
Because they have great COVID regulations. It's green. The leaders there are female. So that's why they've been super safe.
You see, but eso es lo que
yo no... It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. Está verde. There's lakes. Their accent is amazing. I don't know about the food, but I can, you know, I can deal.
¿Tú te traes el sazón?
Simón. So I would say New Zealand.
Cuando yo veo esa pregunta, yo me imagino, do you mean pre-COVID? During COVID, no COVID. Do you mean anywhere at any point in time?
Anywhere at any point in time, where would you move?
Like,
I mean, digamos, obviously, ahorita, I'm thinking about right now. Por eso digo, like, I got to keep, I'm not going to go to like somewhere where it's COVID heavy, you know?
Like, but like ancient Babylon, you know?
No, Jesse. No, nobody said time travel, dude.
Es que yo quiero saber eso.
No.
If you could move to live somewhere else, why does it only have to be a destination? No puede ser también a timeline?
No.
I would love to go.
Okay, fine. And answer the timeline.
All right, cool. I would like to go into three different timelines.
Oh my gosh. Can you just drop me off in New Zealand and then you can go to wherever you want?
Like the time traveler's wife or husband or whatever?
I don't like that movie.
That movie's sure. Trippy, bro. We'll have a question about a movie later. But anyways, okay, fácil entonces. Yo diría that my go-to place would probably be Massachusetts, actually.
What?
I love Massachusetts. Me encantó.
To live there?
Yeah, I would go live there.
You're right. I would live there.
Yeah, especially like the southern part, the Dartmouth area.
Dartmouth. You got to say it with the accent.
It's like the bay is beautiful. The seafood is amazing. It's green. It has the parts que te gusta a ti y me gusta a mí.
Same.
It has water, beach. Mm-hmm. I love the ocean front, but it also is very woodsy.
Yeah.
Así que it's not like a Caribbean sandy beach. So you're down for the woodsy part.
Yes.
Así que that'd be my answer right there.
I'm down.
Yeah.
Would you be down to move to New Zealand?
Do
they have universal healthcare?
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, you know, like,
dude,
like,
checks all my boxes.
How do you like say fácil and then you give me all these layers? Because if you start giving me layers, entonces voy a pensar en mil otras cosas, you know? If that's the case, then let's move to Panama. Panama makes a lot more sense.
Why?
Because Panama, their healthcare is fine. The economy is robust. It's growing, you know?
They speak Spanish. What do they speak in New Zealand?
They speak English, but like their Kiwi style.
Okay.
Like, oh my God, friend, eh? You know, like.
Okay, I can hang with that.
Yeah, yeah. You're cool with that?
Yeah.
I have no idea what Kiwi speak, to be honest with you.
I can't go somewhere.
Like,
no,
I'm completely stereotyping how they speak. Ni sé, la neta, ni sé.
I can't say that I would want to move somewhere where I don't know the language. So it would have to be English or Spanish.
You see, and that's, again, because you were like, oh, they have great COVID response. Como le agregaste esa layer, I would just assume that wherever I go to, I speak the language. Let's go to Singapore.
I know. No, Jesse. New Zealand is my answer.
Uh-huh.
Jesse's answer is multi-layered.
It's multi-layered. If I had to make it very simple, it would be
Massachusetts.
It had to be
by
very
the coast.
If it had to be very complicated, I probably wanted to check out ancient Babylon for a while.
Wow.
I want to check out, because I want to see those gardens, those floating gardens. I'm really curious about those. ¿Cómo le hicieron?
Okay.
I want to live in the future.
Wow.
You know? So all these things.
You don't know. This was like supposed to be a fun question and Jesse had to like go all green on it.
Es que no sé a qué se refiere, pues. That's all I want to know. ¿A qué se refiere? Anyways, ¿cuántas preguntas son ahí? ¿Son cuatro que hemos respondido so far?
¿Nombre?
Creo que sí.
Okay, luego.
We did the dog one.
Why are you counting? Just keep going.
I think we did four. I just want you to confirm. Did we do four?
I don't know.
All right. Well, then I'm going to say that we did four.
Are we stopping now?
No, we're not stopping. Now it's time for our next mid-roll. Our mid-rolls, our ads, intro, or transitions might be a little choppy. To be fair, we've never done it before, así que, bear with us. Lo más para recordarles. Go ahead, babe. Recuérdales, por favor.
Once again, guys, this episode is brought to you by 5050 Media LLC.
That's right. From consulting to producing, aquí estamos. You know, we're here to help you guys. We're here to bring your content to reality and to the next level. Así que we provide voiceovers, we provide corporate videos, video editing services, podcast editing, producing, todo el show, the whole nine yards. Si Si ocupan a content to be produced from top to bottom, we can do that. Si lo más ocupan ciertas partes del servicio, we can do that too. Mm-hmm. Así que we are here to help in every step of the creative process. We are registered, we're ready to, you know, and we're ready to create a free, no obligation estimate or consultation. Así que con toda confianza, you guys.
Reach out to us at our website, the-50fifty.com, or send us an email at the.50fiftymedia@gmail.com.
That's right. That's our website, the5050.com or the.5050media@gmail.com. Muy bien.
Going back
to our questions. Vamos a ver, tenemos más. I think we did the first four there. We did 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, we did. Yeah, look at us. Look at us being like responsible, like
organized
sort of, and having a certain flow. What? That's cool, dude. All right, here's the next ones right here. Siguiente pregunta is by Carolina Acost.a. Nos pregunta, do you share accessories? I had to actually follow up with her because...
Oh my God.
Le tuve que preguntar, what do you mean? Because when I read, do you share accessories? Lo que yo pensé was like King of the Hill, propane and propane accessories, you know? So I'm like, no, we don't share propane accessories. Why would we?
We kind of share a fire pit. That's propane.
There you go. So we kind of do. So la pregunté and she's like sunglasses and stuff.
Wow, no. Sorry to break it to you.
You know what though? I thought this would be kind of funny to answer because Jessica used to wear really big sunglasses.
I used to?
Yeah. They've gone down in size.
I feel like I still do, but okay.
They're not as big as they used to be. You used to wear like some huge stunners, dude.
Well, like you know, back then it was like the mosca face.
Andale.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And I always thought like, oh, me los voy a poner yo because my face is huge. Me los ponía and all it would do was accentuate. Is that the word?
Uh-huh.
It would accentuate my roundness de mi cara, dude. Como que like, it would not vibe at all.
Mira, es que yo sufro de migrañas and they're sometimes light induced. So I have to wear sunglasses and the darker and the bigger, the better, because that means that, you know, it will protect me. Espero, sometimes no. But that's why. But no, we do not share accessories. I don't think Jesse is much into accessorizing.
Primeramente, my hats no te caben because estoy bien cabezón yo.
Yeah, Jesse's hats are really huge. Mm-hmm. I'm not much of a beanie wearer, although our family gifted us a couple beanies for our anniversary that are so cute.
Yeah, they're cool.
So I have to get
it. Chidos, me
gustan. Pero mira, la cosa es que no es que no me quiera poner beanies or hats. It's again, the head thing. I get headaches. I can't even wear headbands porque it creates headaches. So I'm hoping that the beanie doesn't bother me, but I'm going to wear it.
Other accessories are necklaces. I don't wear your necklace. No. I don't even wear necklaces at all. Do you?
I have like one necklace.
Right. Bracelets?
I'm not into it.
I'm not into it either. Mm-hmm. Nunca me gustan los bracelets porque me agarran los pelitos, man.
I have one that our niece made us and I wear it, but my wrists are really thin. They're really little and they're bony. So se me mueve mucho la bracelet and like I don't want to get it wet. So I wear it on special occasions. I wore it on our anniversary.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Shout out to Jenny's little side hustle there that she creates like bracelets. I forgot what the thing is called.
I tagged her on our picture.
Isn't it like papillon or something like that?
I don't know how to pronounce it.
That jewelry? It's like butterfly jewelry. I think papillon is French for butterfly.
Yeah.
But it sounds weird when I say it in Spanish. Papillon.
Is it papillon or papillon? I don't know. I don't know. They're not a double L's, not a yeah.
We're too raza, bro. We don't know.
But see, I tagged her on our Instagram.
Yeah.
So that's like the only bracelet. And then my other niece made me one. And I slept with it on and it kind of broke open. So I need to fix it. But those are the only bracelets that I care for and I will wear. Cintos, pues no. We are different waist sizes.
It's because we're too different, dude. First of all, yo soy como que like when it comes to clothing and just dressing, there's certain aspects de mi vida that I'm very minimalist. Like si yo una camisa negra y unos jeans y unos camisas like shoes negros, like I can wear that every day and I'm fine.
Uh-huh.
Dude, you're all about like miss and matching and this and that and like, you know, you're very creative when it comes to all that.
Oh, okay.
So no sé, dude, como que like estamos en diferentes mundos.
Do I wear a lot of accessories?
No.
No, I don't.
You don't really accessorize your clothes. You cut, like you modify it and how you wear it and what you wear it with. Pero no como que te avientas el cinto, que los earrings, que esto y que el otro. No, no.
I just started wearing earrings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
So, yeah. So short answer. No. I guess we don't.
We do not.
Unless you count the propane fire pit and propane accessories, then yes, we do share that.
Coffee accessories.
Don't tampoco. Well, you're not even a coffee drinker.
We
yourself.
Share the frother.
There you go.
I froth my milk for my tea sometimes.
See, I stop. If that counts, then that's it.
Cool.
All right, moving this on. One. This one's by Mrs. Ever underscore forever. What has been the hardest part about being married? Ooh, this is a serious one.
Like pet peeves, or what does that mean?
No, I think the most, like the thing that you've struggled with the most.
With the most?
You brought it up a little bit in
I think our mental health.
Yeah, I think we brought it up in our podcast.
Our mental state.
Yeah, we had a podcast that was completely dedicated just to overall like what our journey in our marriage was. The first year, chido. The moment that we started having problems, you know, es cuando notamos que a nosotros nos faltaba la comunicación of bringing everything to the table. Mm-hmm. You know, por ejemplo, cuando me endeudé o nos endeudamos, ¿verdad? Endeudé a los dos, básicamente. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to bring that up porque me daba pena, porque el machismo, porque el hombre es el que se encarga de esas cosas. Like, that was tough. But then I noticed that after I brought it up, we were able to work through it together. Mm-hmm. So for me, yo diría que just bringing that part of the conversation, the very vulnerable part of the conversation to each other.
Yeah, and I think for me, it was just letting you in, because mentally and hormonally, I am not okay. And I've had, up to the moment, you know, that we got married, I had dealt with it on my own. And so I never had to deal with how it impacted another person. Mm. You know, my family probably wasn't always aware of how I felt. So then living with you, it was like you got to see everything at all times. So si yo me sentía mal, nomás iba y me encerraba y dormía, or si estaba like upset or I had a mood swing or anything, like I would just like hide, you know, from the rest of the world. And so I tried doing that here, you know, once married, or you were, you know, you would, ¿cómo se dice? Like you were caught in the crossfire of me having a mental breakdown, you know, because my hormones were not balanced. And, so that was hard.
And me, like, yo, I wanted to
help.
Yeah, I wanted to help. I wanted to be part of it. Mm-hmm. And you're like, no, this is something that I deal with myself.
Mm-hmm. But it helped when I let you in, because then we were able to work through it together, and you were more understanding, and I was more like, oh, actually, esto afecta tu vida también. Mm-hmm. I'm not alone anymore. And so I have to kind of deal with it a little bit different. And it's been better.
Yeah.
It's been better. I do have my moments where obviously, you know, I have a mood swing. I have a mental breakdown because it's never going to go away. But also I feel like it's gotten better.
Letting me in a little bit more has helped.
But that has been hard.
And the reason why what I had mentioned was hard for me is because it's hard to recognize that I'm struggling with something or failing at something.
Yeah.
As stupid as it sounds, I've hardly ever failed at things. I've hardly ever struggled with things. Yo siempre he sido la persona that gets it, ¿verdad? Like, I get it right away. Like, cuando voy a aprender algo, lo aprendo de volada. Cuando quiero aplicar algo, lo aplico fácilmente. So being in a position where I'm struggling with at something that I feel everybody should be able to accomplish easily, in this case, a stable economic relationship. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Sí.
It was hard to admit, la estoy regando. Uh-huh. I'm messing this up, and I didn't want to admit it to myself, ni mucho menos a ti, you know? So the moment that I was able to be like, dude, ¿sabes qué? Nel, trágate ese ego.
Yeah.
Recognize que, you know, recognize that you are failing.
Yep.
And let you into that failure. Share the fact that, you know, I don't know everything, which the inner grain of me doesn't like to admit.
Mm-hmm. So communication.
Yeah.
Overall.
100%. Good question. Yeah. Really Thanks. Nice. Thank you. Thank you for that question. ¿Qué quieres, Raja? ¿Quieres ir para el party? ¿Quieres ir
potty? Needs to potty.
I think he wants to potty. Let's take a quick little potty break. All right, guys. So once again, as Jessica goes and takes Raja to go potty, this episode is brought to you by 5050 Media LLC. It is ours. Básicamente, we're here to help you guys. You know, some folks have reached out and said, hey, I like how your podcast sounds. Can you help me out with my podcast? Sure. You know, I can clean up your audio. I can master your levels. I can, you know, do some compression, some EQing, anything that you may need with the podcast itself from top to bottom. I can help out with that. So If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us at our website, at our email, the.5050media@gmail.com. We'll put the links down below. Reach out to us, guys. We're here to help.
Next question.
All right. Next question by underscore Jenny.s.
Yeah, sure.
What made you guys want to start a podcast? Well, this has always been Jessica's dream. Take it away, babe.
I was just like, literally just thinking like that I never wanted to start a podcast. So I was kind of dragged into this.
No, it's funny because Jessica volunteered in the most like humble, sincere way, como que like, está bien, idiota. Déjame ayudarte so you can get this going. Para que no seas el fracasado que eres, de que lo más piensas en hacer algo y no la haces. No, so, uh-huh.
You never, no es que no la haces, it's because lo haces, but you don't follow through.
Ándale.
Yeah.
So Jessica wanted to help me follow through. Mm-hmm. I've always been in love with this media. I've always been in love with radio, primordialmente.
Sí.
I was the kid that would listen to the radio ads como, y la frutería Welton, donde se vale patada y mordida. Ánimo, ánimo, ánimo.
Why?
Like, siempre me gustaba y lo copiaba, dude. Like, I thought it was the coolest thing ever.
Oh, you thought it was cool?
I thought it was cool.
I thought you thought it was, like, silly.
No, me encantaba.
Ah, okay.
You know, cuando escuchaba los radio announcers en español, mm-hmm. y estamos aquí todos, saludos para la agrícola que están acá en la colina, sepa. Mm-hmm. Le mandamos saludos cordiales a todos, ¿verdad?
So like Radio Ranchito.
¿Sabes? Radio Ranchito me encantaba, you know.
Okay.
Me encantaba los announcements de baseball, because I remember that a few times I would sit down with my dad y escuchamos baseball en español, ¿verdad? Mm-hmm. Y estamos aquí la tercera entrada y tres, hey, fuera. Y like, no sé, like the type that, the way that they would announce it was so amazing. And then, of course, on the American side, it was cool also.
It was almost like acting, voiceover acting.
Every time que era que, like, you know, and we are here today at the World Series and like the and whole
Fisher Oscar, Price.
Andale, okay? like siempre me ha gustado eso. I love NPR.
Yeah, you do.
Strictly for the voices. I don't even care what they're saying. I'm just listening to the tone y me uh-huh. gusta. So anyways.
Jesse has also like an ASMR fetish. So he likes... thing he likes to listen to things that feel soothe him,
that's not only sound good but feel good. Mm-hmm. I like to listen to things that feel good.
Do you notice how he just changed his voice?
So when I'm doing ASMR, probably this tone right here is probably pretty pleasant to listen to,
although people tell me I sound pleasant.
You sound very clear.
Yeah,
and it's very pleasant. You have a very pleasant ring to our ears. The vibration, the frequency that you are bringing off is more pleasant than mine.
Wow.
Y me lastima mi ego pensando en eso. Otra cosa es that my grandpa on my mom's side, he was a radio DJ.
Yeah, Jenny, así where you got your blue eyes from.
Your great grandpa, Jenny, he was a radio DJ. Él era locutor en Mexicali. And apparently, dicen que lo tenemos en la sangre. I don't know if this is a trait that you pass on, pero pues, I'll give it the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
So, not only am I in love with it, apparently our family has liked it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a cool way. That's why I put Don Jesse initially.
Honor.
You know, it's a way of kind of honoring my grandpa, because when he was in Long Beach, se llamaba Jesus, but everybody knew him as Don Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just my little way of honoring that, keeping that part of the legacy alive. And shortly after, when I wanted to work in radio for una razón u otra, nunca se hizo.
Mm-hmm.
Porque no, primeramente no pagan. Dude, they don't pay anything on radio. Like, they wanted you to intern for free, which was cool, pero I needed a job.
Same.
You know, and whenever they would offer a job, it was always like part-time, minimum wage, and I needed something that was a bit more stable.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as I had love for the industry never had a spot for me, por una razón u otra.
And then podcasts started to blow up, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it started to blow up. Now it became accessible
mm-hmm.
to put your content out there. And that's why I chose it, because YouTube existía and it blew up way before podcasting did.
Yeah, but I wasn't into YouTube.
And I was into consuming it, but I wasn't into the idea of producing it.
Ándale, eso.
Uh-huh. Yeah, esto, I like to produce this. I like to edit it. Mm-hmm. I like to go through the creative process. I like the sound of my own voice.
And you know what? I think we started, or you started, right before, because you had a feeling. You were like, this is growing.
Mm-hmm.
Podcasting is growing. And we started right before it blew up.
And if I would have followed through initially, this podcast would have started 2 years earlier. You imagine?
Yeah, that's true.
We would have been 4 years into this. Pero como soy Jesse, in typical Jesse fashion.
Typical.
Like, I procrastinated. Yeah. I doubted myself. You lost
all your files.
I lost all my recordings. But then again, like, those early recordings, there was no vision. It was just me talking. Mm-hmm. About anything and everything. And como que
those podcasts are kind of
they're hit and miss, right? Yeah, like the ones that are great is because lo empezaron, or these people who started already had a huge following.
Yeah, like Michelle Obama.
Digamos, ¿verdad? You know, like Joe Rogan, you know what I mean? Yeah. He already had a huge following. Even like the bloggers, like, you know, like El Ay Sebas, he already has a following.
Yeah.
If you want to start a podcast and you're just, you know, some schmo como nosotros and just want to talk about whatever, I'm not saying it's impossible. It's going to be really hard.
Pero es posible, and here we are.
Here we are. La Jessica me hizo el paro, and she's like, dude, sans, let's do it just for this one episode. And she's been doing just for this one episode for 2 years now.
Yeah. I tried, man. Like, you had your mom on, you had Tito on, you had other friends on, and I would just, like, you know, be like, not a part of it, thinking I was just like your first guest, you know?
Yeah.
But here I am.
Nah, it's cool. I like the vibe with you, babe. Like, I can't see this podcast without you
people
anymore.
People like it.
Yeah.
So, I admit, Jesse.
Uh-oh, you're admitting?
Que it is fun. Y me gusta.
You really came out of your shell with it. You know?
Well, you kind of made me.
And not only has it helped you with that, but it's like when you've done voiceover work for, like, you know, for like some clients, yes, so they've been impressed with your voice, you know? And I didn't know, I knew that we were trying to make money some way, shape, or form with this podcast. Mm-hmm. No sabía that we were going to make it with...
With me?
I knew that with you, pero, you know how typically people, when they make money with their content, it's with their content, you know, advertisers, cosas por el estilo. Mm-hmm. We're trying to make some money by the services themselves. Your voice, the voiceovers for clients, the editing. So we enjoy that portion more. At least I do, ¿verdad? And the fact that you've been so comfortable with the microphone. Dude, when this whole Zoom thing started and people were uncomfortable having a microphone on them or being recorded, you were ahead of the game.
Yeah.
You know? So I was ahead of the game. Even cuando estaba haciendo teach, like, I was ahead of the game.
Yeah. It's actually been a blessing almost, you know, because we were like a couple steps ahead. But it's been fun. We like it. We hope to continue it. Look back on our stories.
Little fun story with that, like when I said about teaching, because a lot of teachers se quejaban de que, like, you guys don't understand. Ustedes no saben lo difícil que es hablar en un micrófono y con toda la gente, like, no te están escuchando. You're just talking to yourself. ¿Y cómo le puedes hacer? And I'm like, bro.
Podcast.
Yeah. We're talking to ourselves all the time. And we're completely comfortable with it. So, yeah thanks. Due to COVID, turns out that we're pretty comfortable in just speaking to an empty room of teenagers. Así que, I don't know. I didn't know the podcast was going to be beneficial that way, but it's enjoyable. That's how it started. Thank you very much for that question. Muy bien. Excelente. You're the best transitions, by the way.
Oh, sure.
Our transitions are the best transitions.
Of all transitions.
Of all transitions. última pregunta. Yeah, finalizar todo esto. Because I think it's been like an hour so far.
What?
Yeah, dude. I think so. Favorite movie. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
Depends on the category.
Yeah. All of a sudden you're layered. All of a sudden.
Okay, mira.
Yo te la pongo fácil.
I don't know if I want to admit what my favorite movie is.
Is it bad? Like, is it like an X-rated movie?
It's not X-rated.
Entonces, ¿qué es? Si quieres, te digo yo la mía. Okay. That way you can premise yours después. ¿Sabes?
Okay.
My favorite movie of all time that I'll watch over and over and over again because it hits all the check marks.
Oh, wow.
It hits all my check marks. You know, it feels good. It's thought-provoking. The cinematography is beautiful. Oh, the writing is beautiful. You already know what I'm talking about, ¿verdad?
You make me watch it 150,000 veces al año, Jesse.
The Prestige.
Why?
The Prestige.
Mira, first of all, Hugh Jackman. Mil respetos.
By Christopher Nolan. Directed by Christopher Nolan. And, yeah, it has Hugh Jackman in it. Has, you know, Christian Bale in it. Has Michael Caine in it.
Scarlett Johansson
is in it, and it's about magicians in the, I want to say, like, I don't know,
the Renaissance.
Not the Renaissance. They're in London, though, It's like right when they were inventing the light bulb, you know, when Edison and Nikola Tesla were fighting it out. So me olvidó qué tiempo en la historia era eso, pero I on Google Nikola Tesla and Thomas Edison whenever they were inventing the light bulb and electricity, it was in that timeline. And these two dudes, Hugh Jackman and Christian Bale, were magicians, and they were always trying to one-up each other. They started having like this rivalry that started going south really fast. Mm-hmm. The plot itself is great. The writing is fantastic. The flashbacks between one scene to the other, all connecting, is amazing. The plot twist is mind-blowing. I'm not even going to spoil this, dude. This movie's been out there super long, and I'm not going to spoil it because it's that great of a movie.
That you should go watch
it. You have to go experience this. La neta, you have to go experience this because, and then when you watch it like 30 times like I have, every time you watch it again, como que, oh, he left a clue here the whole time. What? Like the answer was right in front of my face. There's the inicio, dude. And he just can't, it doesn't get much better than Michael Caine narration, you know? Yeah. Like Michael Caine starting the movie with every act, every magician act has three parts.
Okay, okay.
You know? And then, of course, the final part is called The Prestige. And he ends it with like, because you can't just make something disappear. Mm-hmm. You have to bring it back. I have the worst Michael Caine accent in the world, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Pero pues, nah, ahí se lo pueden imaginar. Vean la película, The Prestige.
I'm going to go watch this after this right now.
No, por Dios.
I almost have The Prestige. Mm-hmm. All right? That is my favorite movie. It's the best. Followed by La India María. Okay, you're assured. Dale gas.
So I'm in a film club.
It's a very exclusive film club, too. They don't let just anybody in there. I've been trying to, like, you know, I flirted
You've
with the idea.
You've been trying? Denied the film club.
I just like, okay, you're on the film club. Está muy bien.
We have a film club between my best friend and I.
That's cute.
And we watch a movie every Saturday.
I like that you're in a film club, by the way.
Yes, because the reality is que I never watch movies. Mm-mm. I can't commit to an hour of what if I don't like it.
But so you can't commit to 20-minute episodes.
I can't commit to 20-minute episodes de que de perdida gasté 20 minutos in this crappy thing and I'm not going to watch it again. Moving on. Okay?
Sí.
But that kind of backfires because sometimes I like binge something that I do like.
So because you know you liked it. It's like, uh-huh. Oh, I like these first 20.
Guys, let me just tell you, I watch Friends backwards.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Because I want, yo quería saber qué pasaba al final antes de que I was going to commit to an entire series.
You're crazy, dude.
I know, guys. I know. So in order to push the boundaries during COVID, I was like, what can I do, you know, to stay connected to my friends? And also, you know, Jesse says, you need to get more culture. Porque nunca miro películas.
You did. Yeah, I did say that. Más cultura esta mujer.
Entonces, in this whole journey of the film club, I have found some gems. My favorite movie was my pick because we each take turns picking a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite movie is My Life. My Life?
Yeah.
As a Zucchini.
My Life as a Zucchini.
I think that's the name.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Porque it's a French animated film.
It's not just animated. It's stop motion, dude. Stop motion is probably the hardest thing to do.
Yeah. Oh, she agrees.
That's Niobe grunting.
So it's a 2016 film, My Life as a Zucchini. And it's French, so it's courgette. But it's about orphans, and it hits all the boxes to me. Because even though, like, I don't like to cry, and I don't like to cry in movies, I like sad movies. But, like, not Holocaust.
She knows. She gets it.
And so my friends really like those kinds of movies. So we have watched some Holocaust movies. But I just, like, yo no sé, like, yo quiero ver una película and be entertained. So this Zucchini movie is both. It's like, it's entertaining, it's sad, it's real, and it involves children. So it's very cute in a way that it's innocent and it's in a child's perspective. Kids who have gone through trauma in their lives,
mm-hmm.
and how they kind of deal with it in a very innocent way, I guess.
I think de todas las películas que han visto hasta ahorita, that's easily one of the top ones, one of the best choices you guys have seen.
Okay.
That I agree with because
from your criteria.
In my independent film club, which is me only, yo diría que
Jesse took one film class in college, guys. Yeah.
Yeah, said it. I audited one film class I withdrew from the class 6 weeks later. Pero me gusta porque la película itself, it encompasses, like, it can't encapsulates the soul of what it's like to be an orphan kid in a stop motion. That's unreal.
Yeah. And
how do you capture the soul?
Oh, yeah.
Of this very emotional tale in an animated film.
And make it lighthearted and fun and moving.
Moving. At the same time. Yes, it's very moving.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. If you guys want to watch it, I recommend it. Yeah. Ron Swanson does the voice of the cop.
In the English one.
In the English.
Because it's originally.
Yeah.
In French, no?
Yeah. Dude, I mean, you can watch it in French and like totally go with subtitles, you know? Mm-hmm. Pero we watched it in English and.
The voice acting was great in that one. Yeah, the voiceover was good. And then, yeah, and sure, Ron Swanson, ahí estaba. Mm-hmm. He does a good job. Mm-hmm. Very, like, the whole thing is very relatable. It's very, you know.
It makes you want to adopt, man.
Yeah, it sure does. Dude, lo otro hemos dicho eso. Like, you know, we're more open to the idea of adopting or fostering than actually procreating.
Yeah.
You know, because I like to have an out, you know, an exit strategy. Así como, por ejemplo, like, si tenemos un chamaco, y nos sale bien jerk, nos sale like the worst.
Like Raja?
Yeah. Then we have no excuse, you know, like, oh, well, I'm sorry. This is what I was able to produce, a horrible child.
Oh, te pasa.
But if we have like, if we adopt a kid, y nos sale like just malcriado and the worst, then I can always say.
It's trauma.
Be like, well, he's not mine.
You know? No, like, you can't say that. You
know, I didn't make him, so therefore, you know what I mean?
This is why you're not ever going to adopt. That's horrible, Jesse. I thought you were going to say like, well, you know, it's su trauma, his, you know.
Pues no es mío. Yo no lo hice, eso.
No son mis genes.
Pregúntale a mi mamá, yo no, porque yo no soy. Yeah.
But those are our favorite. That's my favorite right now.
Yeah.
That's been my favorite.
For Jessica to say that she has a favorite movie, it's a big deal, you guys, because ella no miraba películas.
I mean, outside of Disney, but like.
Outside of Disney, yeah, exactly. So.
Even Disney's questionable sometimes.
Yeah. No.
Thank you, guys.
That's a really good choice. Those are our Q&A's for now. I think we've gone.
We're good. We can stop there.
Yeah, we can stop there, man. You know
what? Thank you for your questions.
Before we stop there, déjame decirles about this sponsor, man. These guys are legit, okay? Por ejemplo, escuchen lo siguiente. ¿Listos? Aquí les va. Si te gustan nuestras voces, if you like our voice, babe, give them a sample of your voice.
The whole podcast was a sample.
No,
of my
pero like,
voice.
Okay, ahorita, this is the ad.
Si this te is the ad?
This is the ad.
Oh, wow.
Si te gustan nuestras voces, if you like how our podcast sounds, if you like how, like, there's the flow and the cuts and the intros and the outros and the music and all that stuff, then hey, good news. You can hire us. All right? Hire us. We are here to help you with anything from a voiceover for any occasion, whether it's commercial, corporate, you know, public service announcements, or even fiction. I've done all of those. Jessica's helped out también with some of those clients with her voiceovers. So
And translation.
Así que
inglés if it's, o español, guys.
Lo podemos hacer los dos. Our niche that we found out is that we can do, you know, why hire two different voiceover artists for English and Spanish? Well, you can hire us.
One.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Two for the price of one. That's a pretty good deal right there. We can also help you out with the podcast editing services that help out, you know, bring your ideas to life. The time to start a podcast is now. It really is. You know, if you're not starting a podcast, si tú dices, I want to start a podcast, y todavía la estás pensando, stop thinking about it. Go and start it. Mm-hmm. And if you need help, reach out to us. We know what it's like starting a podcast. Yo, when I did this research, I did it alone. Mm-hmm. And it's difficult to do it alone. It wasn't until Jessica started helping me, as we discussed in this episode, that we were able to get it going. Así que we can provide you that help. Why wait? We provide quality service. That's one of the biggest things that I take pride in, that I'm here to, you know, really be part of the team, be part of the creative process. We offer great communication. You imagine that, guys? When you're looking for help, you're actually getting real people. Mm-hmm. And you guys know them already. It's us. You get us into this.
Así que, this is also a great way of small businesses helping other small businesses. With everything that's happening right now, I think that's a great thing to do and invest with. Real businesses, real people, small businesses, startups, so that we can continue to help one another.
Yeah, exactly. We understand the market. We understand the business. We understand the work that goes with it. We understand the startup process. And one of the biggest things que nosotros entendemos is that when you are doing a podcast, this is basically your creative baby. Mm-hmm. You don't want to just give your creative baby just to anybody. You want someone to understand it. You know, you want it to, like, you know, be able to vision it the way that you vision it. Mm-hmm. And that takes finesse. We're here to provide that, you guys. We got you.
So let us help you in your creative process today.
Reach out to our website at the5050.com. That's THE-50FIFTY.com. Or send us an email at the5050media@gmail.com. That's THE-50FIFTY media@gmail.com. Or también, si gustan, just send us a message on our Instagram. You guys are following it.
DM us.
At the.5050. And that just about does it, you guys. Como siempre, le damos muchas gracias a todos ustedes. Thank you all for listening to
The 5050.
That does it for this episode of the 5050. Not bad for our first corporate sponsors from our corporate account.
It's so lame.
I think we'll get better with this transitions. Lo que no quise ser yo. No
quise pre-record them. Huh?
Yeah, I didn't want to pre-record them. Like some of these cool podcasters, like how Conan does it is hilarious. It's pre-recorded, but at the same time, it has more of like the improv tone with it. Y me gusta eso.
I mean, he's Conan.
Yeah.
Pero... thank you guys also for asking us these questions. We only opened it to Instagram, I think, right? We didn't post it on our Facebook. Maybe next time we can. Or, like, do you have a Twitter?
We do have a Twitter. That's right. I completely forgot to put it on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
We suck,
I mean,
dude.
Not that anybody's interested in our lives, but, you know.
Thank you
for those who asked questions. Hopefully you were entertained by our answers.
Those who listen, we have consistent people que están regresando para atrás and listening to the podcast. So
that's cool.
You know, they're invested to some point. We're invested with them to some point. Así que, no, we really do appreciate the time and the questions that we have. You know, not only does it help create some content, but it helps us be more connected with the people who are listening. ¿Verdad?
And we actually got a question from one of our friends, DQ Glam. Mm-hmm. She actually started a YouTube channel. A beauty YouTube channel.
Oh, that's right.
And I'm so proud of her because I feel like it's such a scary time to start a YouTube channel. There's people who have been doing it for years and are super stable beauty YouTubers and beauty bloggers. So check her out. She's new to YouTube, but she has a lot of knowledge in the beauty world.
What was your question?
The favorite movies, I think.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah, no, definitely. You know, algo que me...
Sorry, it's at DQ with Glam.
At DQ with Glam. Mm-hmm. And that's her YouTube channel?
That's her Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Her YouTube is linked to that.
Got it. No, you know, it's definitely... ¿cómo se dice? Encomiamos, we encourage people to kind of like, you know, find their creative outlet. We did this because I like to have a creative outlet. Jessica's a creative person. You know, so it's at the same time, though, one of the biggest obstacles, you know, especially not me. Yo me sentía más cómodo to some degree. But, you know, por ejemplo, Jessica, like you felt like vulnerable, man, to opening yourself up like this.
I just don't do it.
Yeah, you just don't do it. Mm-hmm. So the fact that we're doing it now and other people are...
you gotta be like my friend for like a couple years for you to like really crack into this one. But yeah. I'm trying to be more vulnerable. I know that it's not okay 100% to be so guarded. So it took me out of my shell. And I think that it's not easy to put yourself out there in the internet, especially right now. There's so many opinions, you know, but it's just for fun. And check her out, DQ with Clam.
DQ with Glam. And if you guys are enjoying our content, you know, como hemos dicho ya antes, we do have this all posted on our website. That's the5050.com, THE-50FIFTY.com. Our Instagram is definitely our most active spot, so check that out. That's the5050, THE-50FIFTY.com. There you can see where we do promos for our episodes. We put pictures of us, you know, what we're doing, so, you know, highlight.
Dogs.
Or you can see our dogs, you know. You can reach out to us there, whether it's just to say hi or como hemos dicho ya los comerciales, ¿verdad? The ad spots, if you want to reach out to us regarding, you know, any services that we can help out with, voiceovers and that type of thing, editing services. Just let you guys know que estamos aquí para ayudarles, you know, so.
And if you listen to this episode thus far, bonus question.
A ver, bonus question.
You didn't answer my question. I asked a question.
I didn't think like it was fair to answer a question that you asked.
I want to know what you think.
A ver, pues, what's the question?
What is your favorite thing about your wife?
My favorite thing about you? I think it's your ability of getting something done through sheer will. Like, you're going to sit down and see it through.
Yeah.
Cueste lo que cueste. And that's very admirable because I don't have that. The moment, like, you know, if I have an option to out, I am going to take that option. You know, heck, I took it now. I took it with this job, you know, like, you know, FYI, for those who have been listening this far, special bonus. Bonus, bonus.
Life update.
It wasn't easy to leave teaching, especially in the middle of the year during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
But I left teaching, essentially. Mm-hmm. I am now no longer working as a teacher. I'm now working as an admissions rep for a technical college. And I think already, right off the bat, the fact that I'm not thinking about the next lesson plan, the next this, the next that, all the million things that a teacher has to keep up with, mm-hmm. is already helping my mental health.
Yes.
It's helping me, you know, it's putting me in, like, you know, helping me fix my other priorities and the other things that we're volunteering with. Como hemos dicho, our volunteer time is important, and now it has more flexibility throughout my day.
Jesse's home now, guys.
I get to work remote at the very least for now, mm-hmm. which is huge, you know, especially with a second wave of COVID coming up.
Yes.
Yo, man.
Which means that your podcast, if you want edited,
I'll be home.
It'll be done faster.
Yeah. The transition was was rough because it was in the middle of the year. Pero sabes que, I love these kids. They love me. The communication is there and they know it.
They know that.
That's why I was able to do it, because they know where I stood with this. They know that it wasn't a personal mm-hmm. thing.
Some and they teacher, can still reach out to you.
Yeah. Some teachers are giving me crap like, oh, you left your kids in the middle of the year. All I have to say is that at least my kids like me.
That's 100% true, Jess. They do. They love you.
And I love them. All right. So, si ustedes son mis estudiantes ahorita and you guys are listening to this, you guys already know that I love you guys. I'm a resource. I'm always going to be a resource and an advocate for you guys. My phone, my line is always open. Ya saben eso. But yeah, the point is that con eso voy, es de que there was an option. And the moment there was an option and it fit all my other needs and wants, I took it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Out of you, that's what I like most about you. You follow through and you get it done.
Love you.
I love you too. Thank you all for listening to
the 50-50.